USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Customs and Border Protection say they now have over 5,000 children in federal custody and more than 10,500 are in the care of HHS. Ruben Garcia runs the largest migrant shelter in El Paso. He says the situation will continue to grow.
I foresee that it could become something that we've never seen before, just in the sheer numbers.
Federal authorities are looking for more shelters. Documents show that far more children are being taken in than the number that can be matched with sponsors. In Miami, police used pepper balls on spring break partiers as they worked to enforce a newly imposed curfew. It was brought on by Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelber due to the pandemic.
At night, there is no question that it becomes a place that feels a little bit out of control or a lot out of control.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to EnergizeHealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to EnergizeHealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
The brother of one of the victims of the Atlanta spa shootings is speaking out. USA's Mike Fortier has more.
John Michaels lost his brother Paul in Tuesday's shooting. The 54-year-old died along with seven others, but he was one of just two victims who were not Asian. The mainstream media's focus on the shooting as an anti-Asian hate crime angers John.
This is the drive by media creating a narrative that is not correct. I wish they would stop. Think about what they're doing and quit stroking racial division in this country.
Police say the victim claims his sex addiction was the motivating factor. Michaels on Newsmax TV Friday night blames, in his words, the morons in the media for missing the real story.
The porn issue is an epidemic in this country. If you look at the numbers, and especially during the lockdown, the pandemic, it is in a very, very intense epidemic. And it destroys the basic dignity of the human person.
Michaels adds that he also dealt with a porn addiction, but he overcame it with his faith, and he hopes the shooting suspect, Robert Aaron Long, can do the same.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Flooding in Australia's New South Wales is getting worse as Sydney's Warragamba Dam has overflowed. The weather also caused a mini tornado that left thousands in the dark in Chester Hill. Farther north, along the coast in West Taree, video captured a house as it was swept away. Meteorologists issued major flood warnings across western Sydney. President Biden has chosen a former astronaut to run NASA, USA's Dan Naraki reports.
The White House announced its pick for NASA administrator on Friday, tapping former Florida Senator Bill Nelson to head the agency. Nelson became the second sitting member of Congress to travel into space in 1986 when he flew aboard the space shuttle Columbia, while a member of the House of Representatives. Acting NASA Administrator Steve Jurczyk tells Fox News that it's important for the agency to be headed by someone who has an understanding of the inner workings of Congress.
So it's really important to have that really good relationship with the administration, including the president and vice president, as well as our authorizing and appropriations committee and their staff on Capitol Hill. What we do takes years and decades. And so having that continued support over a fairly large period of time with the budgets that support the goals and objectives for the agency is super important and critical for us being successful to do the amazing research, technology development, and missions that we have planned for the nation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.